Hello, this is Ruth, otherwise known as Nissapod, on Friday the 13th of April 2012. Apologies that I haven't done an audio boo recording for a while. Life's been a bit hectic. But I'm booing today to report back, for those of you who are interested, in the saga of applying for a school place for our three-year-old son, who's an August-born baby and therefore due to start school in September, which seems a bit ridiculous. We went to our nearest school and were very impressed last autumn, and we put it down first on our application. One of the reasons we were impressed was because they seemed to be very well geared up to coping with and encouraging children who are very young when they start school. The reception class looks very similar to the nursery that Aled goes to 2 days a week, and both the head teacher and the reception class teacher are very sensitive to the needs of younger children and making sure that they don't get put off school before they even get started, which is our big worry, really. But unfortunately, we got the results of the ballot today and we haven't got a place in this school. We haven't got a place in our second choice school either. We've been offered a place in a school which we have strong reservations about and which is quite a trek away from our house. And we don't like the idea of him going to a school that's a long way from our house, because it makes it harder for him to have local friends. Most of the kids from the nursery that he goes to go to our first choice school, and it would be a great shame, I think, for him to lose out on those continuing friendships. So that's the position that we're in. We've been thinking about what our options are. Obviously, we're going to go on the waiting list for the first choice school. No guarantees that we'll get in. We're not actually in the catchment area, even though it's very close to us. We are just over the border of the catchment area. So if they have places that become available, perhaps if parents decide to go for independent schools instead, for example, then we'd probably stand quite a good chance of getting him in if places become available. So, you know, all is not lost, but we're also thinking about other options. We're looking at a local independent school, which we wouldn't be able to afford on our own, but mother-in-law has offered to help. If that were the case, then we'd probably wait until autumn 2013 for him to start. Because although it's a relatively small, friendly and laid-back independent school, it's inevitably more formal. You know, they have uniforms, they learn French from the off and that sort of thing. We just don't think he's ready for that yet. He's very bright, but he's just not somebody who's going to sit still and listen and, you know, be able to cope with a sort of regimented setup, really. We just have to see what happens. I mean, if the worst comes to the worst, we've got the wherewithal to homeschool, at least for a bit. But we're definitely turning down the place that we've been offered at this school that's a long way away and doesn't really seem to meet our requirements at all. So, anyway, I shall give you an update if there's any further news.